Have you ever wondered why the first episode of most TV shows is called pilot? And not every show is as clever as Lost, whose first episode deals with the pilot of a plane. But the word pilot comes from a Greek word that means steering oar, like what you'd imagine when you're on a boat or a ship. But eventually, like many words, they gain new uses and meaning over time. Like, have you ever noticed how something can be awful, and yet something else can be awfully good? Soon, the meaning of pilot broadened to mean something that would steer or lead the way, like the pilot of a plane. But the word continued to broaden to include not only people, but things as well. A pilot hole drills into wood to ease the job of a larger drill to come later. Pilot lights stay burning to make way for larger flames in the future. Similarly, pilot episodes make way for the full featured show. Sometimes they're a proof of concept and never see the light of day. Other times they're simply episode one, made many months ahead of time so advertisers can see what the show will be about. Sometimes a pilot is thrown out and casts and locations are changed. For example, 30 Rock's pilot was cut, edited, and recast several times before it came to episode one.
I think that everybody involved in the show was very surprised that it had the life that it had.
That's Keith Powell, or Twofer on 30 Rock.
Yeah, I would say, you know, I think like Tina had to keep recutting the pilot. And, you know, it's because of network notes and everything like that. And they were very worried about Studio 60 and us, and they wanted to differentiate the two shows. And, you know, and Tina was like, I watched that pilot again. Man, it does not hold up. And I'm like, you know, like, because we were all very proud of it when we were making it, because, you know, I don't want to shit all over a network, but, you know, like, pilots are very specific, weird beasts. And then once Studio 60 started to take a lot of the attention away from the network, they left us alone, and that's when the show really found its voice, I think.
And after Dan Harmon was fired and then rehired to showrun Community, his first episode back was simply titled Repilot. Welcome to the CISO C Show. I'm Andrew Steven. Can you remember the first time you saw Amy Poehler? Was it as a character on Conan O'Brien? Maybe you saw her in an episode of Upright Citizens Brigade. Or was it in Wet Hot American Summer, Mean Girls, Saturday Night Live, Parks and Recreation? But before any of these, a 24-year-old Amy Poehler starred in an Adam McKay and Tom Gianna's written pilot entitled RVTV.
We're locked in. We have full control of the airwaves. We have momentarily subverted the signal in your TV.
At the time, I was working at Second City. I was in the touring company still.
That's Matt Dwyer, comedian, writer, co-star of RVTV.
And Andrew Alexander, who owns Second City, who also was producing the show, asked me, Amy Poehler, and Del Close to do it. And I think because myself and Amy were probably two of the youngest people around at Second City. So, and we were supposed to be hit. Then we went up to Canada for a week and rehearsed and shot it. And, you know, it was just a thrill to be able to, both Amy and I at the time were, you know, students of Dell's as well as, you know, added, you know, in awe of. So it was just great to spend a week in the presence of Del Close.
Yeah, was that interesting working alongside a someone who was a teacher before, or was your relationship in such that was?
We'd known him, but there was, you know, it was always like student teacher. So to be sort of working with him was, I would say I was slightly intimidated, but also in awe and thrilled at the same time. And it would just, every time we'd have a lull, he would just start into some other story. It was always a thrill just to be like, oh, what is Del going to do next? So it was pretty thrilling. And just, you know, hearing him do drugs with Lenny Bruce and all that. Like, he was with, I think he was with Lenny Bruce when he fell off. There's like a famous thing, and Lenny took some drug that was like acid, but it would all be in 15 minutes. And he fell off the balcony. Like, all these, like, he was there for a lot of these, like, sort of legendary moments of the 60s.
And what was it like working with Amy?
It was great. I mean, Amy at the time, you know, we were total peers.
Yeah.
And both really broke. So now if we saw each other, we would not be peers. And I'm still totally broke. So, but it was great. And I, you know, she's even, you know, 20 something years ago, you know, she had such a great comedic mind and was so fast and unique that it was, you know, she was always a treat to work with. And just, you know, would totally surprise you with how innovative and creative she could be.
The next man or the next woman, it doesn't make a difference. Keep the competition coming. I'll recite chapter and verse. The title of this recital is Ladies First.
There wasn't really, it wasn't like this. It was a very mellow, and it's like, it wasn't that like crazy of a world. You know, Del pretty much improvised everything that he did in the show. We improvised a little bit, but pretty much Del, it was interesting because everybody was in awe of Del, and Maddie Lesham kind of directed it. Tom Giannis handled the actors, but it was like, you know, we could improvise. Del pretty much did whatever he wanted, and you could tell by watching it, it's all pure Del.
Yeah.
Other than that, I threw a big party in my hotel room last night and left my airline tickets. So I had to pay double the cab fare to go back to my hotel and back. That's about as crazy as that got.
Yeah. Do you, I mean, obviously there's probably part of you that wishes the show got picked up and had a full series and stuff like that. How do you imagine, you know, things might be different today if that had happened?
I probably would be on one of those celebrity rehab shows because I was like 23, 24, mm-hmm. and success would have been the worst thing that could have happened at me in those. You know, I would have, there'd be memes of me saying horrible things and people would be like, remember that guy? It was definitely it was fun and something. When I lived in New York, Amy was there too. She was doing UCB and I found a VHS of it and I snuck it into her apartment building and put it on her front door because I knew she was horrified by the... she wanted to forget about it.
Watching clips of the RVTV pilot on YouTube, you can see how ahead of its time the show was. Dealing with everything from security and surveillance concerns about the internet, or as they called it, the information superhighway, to gun control laws and more.
I just hacked into the National Rifle Association.
Thankfully, though, this wasn't the last we saw of Amy Poehler.
I'm Amy Poehler, and I play Joy in Disney Pixar's new movie Inside Out.
Or Adam McKay.
Hi, I'm Christopher John Farley, a senior editor at the Wall Street Journal. I'm here with Adam McKay, who is the director of the new movie The Big Short.
Or Matt Dwyer.
Hello, welcome to the very first episode of Conversations with Matt Dwyer. I'm Matt Dwyer, and I'm really excited to be doing this podcast.
When we first recorded this episode, Matt was talking about how he helped work on Hidden America with Jonah Ray. But now that's actually a full series that you can watch on CISO, so be sure to check that out.
And Jonah Ray's record label, in conjunction with Special Thing Records, produced my stand-up album that's called Inside Looking Out. First, side A is live stand-up, side B is all studio stuff.
Matt hosts a podcast, and I asked him, for people who might be unfamiliar with it, if they had to hear just one episode, which one would it be?
There's one with Pete O'Neill, who is a Black Panther living in exile. He lives in Tanzania. That's crazy. He talks about how he and his wife had to sneak out of the country.
So, needless to say, you should be listening to Conversations with Matt Dwyer. That's our show this week. Thanks for listening. And also wanted to say special thanks to Matt Dwyer for talking with us, and to Keith Powell, and also to Theo Vaughn and Matthew Cole Weiss, whose conversation with Keith we excerpted in the beginning. You can check out their podcast, and while you're at it, also check out Keith Broke His Leg. It's a great web series from Keith Powell. If you haven't yet, consider following us on Twitter Our username is at CSO Show. That's S-E-E-S-O Show. We try to post interesting stuff there. And if you feel like it, we always appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. I know there are a lot of new listeners, and I just want to say thank you for checking us out and hope you stick around. Until next time, take care.
You've reached the cell phone of Matt Dwyer. I cannot take your phone call right now, so please leave a message, and I will call you back as soon as I can. Also, texting me is not a bad idea. Thank you very much, and I hope you have a very good day.